At a press conference by the Ministry of Health today, the 21st of March, Director General of Health Malaysia, Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah had commented that more confirmed cases of COVID-19 are expected to surge in the coming days. Dr. Noor Hisham announced that there are 153 new cases, and one patient passed away this morning. The total of confirmed cases in Malaysia soared to 1,183. The Ministry of Health had made a Facebook update, informing the public that within the past 24 hours, two COVID-19 deaths were recorded. The news regarding the third death was announced on MOH's Twitter account, at KKM Putrajaya, last night, the 20th of March, while the fourth death just occurred today. According to the MO, the fourth patient who passed away was case 238, a 50-year-old Malaysian man. His case belongs to the Sri Petaling Tablai Gathering Cluster and he was admitted to Malacca Hospital on 12 March. On the fifth day of admission, he had been given respiratory support. However, his condition deteriorated day by day and unfortunately, he was announced dead at 10:30 a.m. today. The 238th case belonged to the Masjid Jamak Sri Petaling Tablai Gathering Cluster. He, the victim, was admitted into the hospital on 12 March with the symptoms of severe acute respiratory infection. Dr. Noor Hisham had also mentioned that 90% of the positive cases reported today are related to the Tablai event. Other than that, 19 MO staff and 5 private health workers were also tested COVID-19 positive today. Dr. Noor Hisham explained that these healthcare workers were the first and second generation of close contact with the Tablai Gathering Cluster. The healthcare workers who contracted the coronavirus were not related to non-compliance. During the press conference, Dr. Noor Hisham urged the attendees of the Tablai Gathering who have yet to get themselves tested to get immediate medical attention. He had also pressed on the issue regarding the patient's honesty when it comes to history taking, pleading the patients to be truthful and inform the medical staff their traveling history, i.e. to the Tablai Gathering, immediately. When reporters asked about revealing the patient's information to the public, Dr. Noor Hisham explained that it is absolutely against the medical procedure because patients' confidentiality is required to be protected. Exceptions can only occur when patients have given their consent to reveal their identities. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, breaking, Malaysia records third death case due to COVID-19, deceased attended Sri Petaling Tablai. You have reached the end of this story.